You do come back to Tulsa.
Yep.
Somewhere in line here, you met this lady by the name of Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
You're married in 1968, and then you have two sons, mm-hmm. and their names are?
Jeffrey and Adam.
And where are they today? What are they doing?
Jeffrey lives in New York. He's been in finance ever since he graduated from Stanford and then had an interruption to do his MBA at Stanford. He has his own financial consulting business now, and he helps entrepreneurs buy companies and things like that. Adam, after being a travel writer in San Francisco, he came back to Washington, pounded the streets, and he's a legislative assistant to a Colorado Senator, Mark Udall.
So you practiced law then in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1970, you campaigned as a Democrat for the first district seat, held for years by Republican Paige Belcher. You were so close to the president, and see the way this operates. Was there something that you thought, you know, I'm going to come back, I'm going to be president of the United States one day? Did you think those thoughts back then?
Not quite like that. I felt that if I were ever in a position to be president, I would probably be as well prepared as anybody that would be running against me. But I have to backtrack. March 31, the president took himself out of re-election. In April, I attended, on behalf of the White House, a charity premiere of a movie in Washington called 2001, A Space Odyssey. I had a date. I went to sleep at intermission. I woke up and I saw this dazzling blonde with a sequin miniskirt coming up with a friend of mine. It was her date. I thought maybe she was one of the stars of the movie or something. And I made a point to go over there and get in conversation with them and meet them. Then after that, we went down to the ranch for about 10 days in April. I guess it was Easter or something.
To the ranch, to the
LBJ Ranch in Texas. While we were down there, I thought, well, you know, we're coming back. I had to find that Olivia Barclay. So I asked the White House operator to find her. I said, she's an attorney over at Hogan & Hartson. See if you can find her for me. Well, they traced her down in the Los Angeles County Law Library, where she was researching the case that she had out there. She came on the phone, and I said, who I am. We met at the such and such, and let's have dinner. It was early May. So we had our first date in May. I proposed in June.
Wow.
She accepted in August, and we were married in November, 44 years ago.
How about that?
So anyway, the president was very nice. They came to the wedding, as did most of the cabinet.
Where were you married?
Here in Washington at Holy Trinity Church, where JFK was married with Jackie. The president gave a nice reception at the White House for us, etc. So the president wanted me to go to the ranch with him and run his operations there in retirement. And I said, Mr. President, you know, I would love to do that, but I really want to see if I can get elected myself, and I want to have a political career. And he said, well, now you think about it. So I asked Tom Johnson, who was in that first-class White House fellows. He was an assistant press secretary by this point. I said, Tom, what do you have planned after we leave office? I don't have any plans. I said, why don't you think about going to the ranch and running the president's operations there? But it turned out that he did, and it worked out well for both of us. We both accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. It was interesting because after the inauguration, the new president has the lunch at the Capitol, and the old president gets off and goes into history. Well, Clark Clifford had a luncheon for all the Johnson close folks at his house, and then the president, after that, took a helicopter to Andrews and flew on to the ranch. So Olivia and I have been married 2 months, so we pack up and get in our car and drive to Oklahoma. She had never been to that part of the country, and I thought Tulsa probably would be the place she would like best in Oklahoma, either Tulsa or Norman. I chose Tulsa, and so we came down there. My idea, again, I was going to fulfill that dream of being the youngest governor in Oklahoma. Dewey Bartlett was the governor and was running for re-election. Everybody said he's invincible. I didn't think he was, so I started going around the state making speeches. And Olivia, in this period of time, became pregnant. She knew nobody in Oklahoma when we moved there. So it was going to be a real sacrifice to make that race. And I decided at the end of 1969, after exploring it, I thought I had a reasonable chance of winning, but it was going to be a sacrifice that I wasn't prepared to make for personal reasons, family reasons. So I decided I wasn't going to run. We get into 70, and they didn't have anybody running against Paige Belcher. I thought, well, I might just try that. And that's how I got into the congressional race.
How old were you then when you ran in that race?
30 when I announced and 31 when I ran.